an excellent concert.
Beis Tvila. Toshin Ein Vov. Erev Purim. This is our last shiur before Purim. Therefore, today I decided Mesiyat Dishmaya will spend time learning about Purim. In Shoshanas Yaakov, what we say after the Megillah, we say the following: Shu Osam Ha'Yisro Netzach V'Tikvasam Echoldoi Vador. You are the hope, the Shua Echoldoi Vador. Loidia, to inform, to tell. She called it Koivecho Lo Yevoshu. That whoever hopes for you will not be embarrassed. What does it mean, Loidia? The Brisker Rav found a Rambam. Why do you have to find a Rambam? I need the Brisker Rav to find the Rambam. Furish, Hilchos Megillah. No. This Rambam is a Metzia. Because not in Hilchos Megillah. It's a Rambam in the Yad, not in Hilchos Megillah, that defines for us what is Purim. What are we celebrating? Where would you find a Rambam? Not in Hilchos Megillah, defining what's Purim about. It's a Metzia. This Rambam is to be found in the Hakdama to the Yad HaZaka. He counts the mitzvahs. You won't find it there either. Then he has a summary of the count. After he goes through all the Tariq mitzvahs, he summarizes Bekitzur in the Seif Minyan HaMitzvahs HaMekutzor. And over there, he tells us what Purim is about. Says the Rambam, Tiknu v'tzivu likrois es ha-Megillah b'inasa. They were taken to read the Megillah. Why? For two reasons. What's the purpose to read the Megillah? Is this a history lesson? Number one, k'dei lehazkir shvachov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to mention Hashem's praises, Utshuois Shaselanu, and the salvations, Beakoroi Vishaveinu, and he was close to our cry, Kedelevor Choivalahalaloi, to bless him and to praise him. So, reason number one, what did we read the Megillah for? Not as a history lesson, but rather to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kedelevor Choivalahalaloi. But then the Rambam continues. Because they loydia ala doros haboyim, to impart the message to the future generations. She'emes mashiv tichonu b'Torah. It's true what Hashem promised us in the Torah. What did He promise us in the Torah? Ki mi goy godoy l'shaloy elokim kravim elof. Who is a great nation that Hashem Elohim is near to them? Hashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav. That Hashem is close to us when we cry out to Him. This is the pasuk in Veschano. So we celebrate Purim to inform the future generations. It's true what the Torah says, that Hashem is close to us when we cry out to Him. Says the Brisker Rav, that's Pshat in the Shoshanas Yaakov. Loidia, b'chol doy v'doy loidia, to inform everyone else, the future generations, shekol koyvecho lo yivayshu, v'lo yikomu lo netzach kol achoysim boch. whoever reaches out to Hashem, davens to Him, begs Him in the darkest of situations, when there's a gzera to have Am Yisrael wiped out. Never was there such a gzera ever, to have Am Yisrael to be killed. In the darkest of moments where there's no help, there's no hope, Mikashem Elokeinu b'chol k'reinu Elav. This is the purpose of Purim, to inform ourselves and to our future generations, Hashem, we can reach out, we can cry out to Hashem. Hashem is there for us. That emes mashakosu bat miftichono bat Torah, kimi kimi goy godo hashalo elokim kreivim elav, ka Hashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. We see that Purim is a time to realize our power of tefillah. That's the Yisod of Purim. A Rambam, didn't say Chassidus Torah, a Gematria, a Mefurash Rambam, that you won't find the Rambam anywhere else. That's where he's to be found. He's defining, what are we celebrating in Purim? That Emes Mashiv Tichon about Torah, Hashem is close to us. And to thank Him. I found a sefer called the Divrei Agada. Divrei Agada are shmuzim that Rav Yoshev said. Rav Yoshev wasn't accustomed to say shmuzim, but apparently in Shnas Tovshin Yud, at the beginning of the state, in his shul, Tiferes Bokrim, he would give shmuzim. So I found, I'm going to share with you what he said. Mora asks in Chulin Kufra Amat Testament base, Mordechai min HaTorah min Olon. Answer the Gemara, because it says by the Shemen HaMishcha, when you prepare for the Shemen HaMishcha, it says with a Mordror, and Mordror is translated in the Targum as Maria Dichia, which is Mordechai. This is the remez for Mordechai min HaTorah, Maria Dichia. Sounds a bit loose, a bit weak. Remez Mordechai min HaTorah, Maria Dichia. What state though? When we look in the Megillah, we find there was a very fierce discussion, debate, accusations between Mordechai and Esther. Mordechai, when he hears about the decree, he sends the Hasoch to tell Esther. V'la'agid lo v'la'tzav v'yitzoleo lo v'oy el ha'melech l'ischanen lo'y l'vakesh m'lfona v'lamo. Mordechai instructs Esther. This is to be found in Esther, Paragimel, Pasuk Hey, Pasuk Ches. So Mordechai says, look, you've got to take action. You're the queen, you have a chrayas of Klal Yisrael, take action, go and speak to the king. Esther says back, Kol Seir HaMelech V'am Medinois HaMelech Yodim. Everyone knows, Asher Kol Ish V'Isho Asher Yovel HaMelech El HaChotza HaPnimis Asher Lo Yikore, whoever comes without being called, without being summoned, Achas Dosei Lohomis, he deserves to be killed. Levad Masher Yoshit Lo HaMelech Es Sharvet Azor, only the Melech decides to save him will he be saved. But you know any crazy Lavoy HaMelech Es Shreishim Yom. Sorry, I haven't been called in. Can't expect me, I'm not going, because it's dangerous. I'll be putting my life in danger. So I'm sorry, I can't go. Vayagidu lo Mordechai ziv Esther. Vayomer Mordechai lo shiv el Esther. Al tedami b'nafshech limolet beis hamelech mikol hayudim. You think you're going to save yourself by not going? Ki yadim achrei yistacharei shebeis hazois. Revach v'atzola yamut la'yehudim imokim hacher. We don't. We're not dependent on you. We'll be saved anyway. Va'at v'beis sabich tovedu. Mi odei meis kazoi sigat la'malchus.
Isn't her life in danger at this point?
I don't think she's in danger. Probably the queen is all right. I don't think her life was in danger. So it seems to be, on a surface level, that Mordechai was caring for Klal Yisrael. He was taking achrayus. He was taking the initiative. And it seems to be, on a superficial level, that Esther was just thinking about herself. She's been asked to plead with Am Yisrael to save Am Yisrael's life, speak to her husband and the king. And what does Esther say? Oh, no, it's too dangerous for me to go. I'm sorry, I'm not going. I have to look after myself. I'm not going to help Klal Yisrael because it's dangerous. And Mordechai says, no, you've got to go.
Isn't she right?
So it seems to be that. Maybe. But still Mordechai expected her to take the initiative, to care for Klal Yisrael. The person said, I have to take a risk for Klal Yisrael. So it seems to be that Mordechai cared, and it seems to be that Esther didn't care, that she's only caring for herself. She says, no, I granted that Am Yisrael's in danger, Nahor, but why should I risk my life for them? And Mordechai says, no, you have to go. If you don't go, you'll be white, you'll perish. That was on a superficial level.
That she will be included in the mess.
I'm not sure how. Maybe it means that Hashem will punish you. I'm not sure if it means that the Gzeira will wipe you out. So, says Rav Yoshev, no. Chas v'shalom. It's not that Esther didn't care for Klal Yisrael. Esther is saying the following. It's a siman adavar. You know, to go to the king without being called, you deserve the death sentence. You think I have special connections. You expecting me to go because I can speak to my husband. You don't understand. He doesn't treat me like as a wife. He doesn't care about me anymore. If I will enter, I'll be killed. Unless he decides to change his mind. But Be'etzem, I deserved the death penalty. He hasn't called me for 30 days. So he's not miyachas to me like a wife. And therefore, you think I have the power to persuade him. Big mistake. I don't have the power to persuade him. He doesn't care about me. He doesn't love me. So, Elama. Need an ace. It's true that he doesn't care. You need an ace. If the ace is going to happen, what's the point of me entering? What's to be achieved by me entering and risking my life for what for? It's anyway not going to help. So we need an ace. The ace doesn't need me to go in if it's not going to help. It's not that Esther didn't care. She cared. She didn't mind risking her life. If there's a purpose, Esther's saying there's nothing to be gained. Because anyway he doesn't like me. He's not going to listen to me anyway. So what's the purpose of me risking my life? What for? Bishulma. We need the nace. Let the nace happen. And what does Mordechai say back? Mordechai's saying, it's all true. But you can't expect a nace unless we finish doing all our choyvas ishtadlas. The choyvas ishtadlas is, yes, to speak to him. In spite of the situation, he hasn't called you, doesn't love you, but it's still an avenue to be explored. Choyvas ishtadlas says, go in, risk your life. And then we're entitled to an ace. So there's an argument. When can we expect an ace? How much ishtadlas needs to be done? Esther understands there's no need, if anyway you need an ace, there's no point in the shtadlis. And Mordechai is saying, no, afal pi kein, even though we're relying on an ace, you still must do all the shtadlis necessary. Very big machlokes, beautiful. What?
By the Yam Suf.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Exactly what you just said. Like in Yam Suf, exactly. Rav Yoshe brings the Raya. Like in Yam Suf, that they obviously they needed a nes to escape through the sea. It's a nes. After he came, he needed an action, but I mean, Odov, to go in up at the water, reach up to his nose. He had to do his shtadlus to walk in the water. Even anyway, he needs an ace. What's the point? If you need the sea to split, anyways, what's the point of us going in? Because only after a person does all the shtadlus is he entitled to an ace. Yes. Same for Klal Yisrael. Everyone must do what he can do. Klal Yisrael needs to do that. He's not looking after himself. It's for Klal Yisrael. What? Oh, because that's not his status. He's a stranger. She is his wife. After all, it is a status. It is a sensible status to try. Better than nothing. For Mordechai to go in, that's a waste of time. That's not even status to go in. Mordechai is a stranger to ask the king for favors. There is a status for Esther to try. Therefore, what? Says the Gemara, Mordechai min ha-Torah min Nora. What does that mean? Min ha-Torah, it's true. It's true. When it came to Kriyas Yam Suf, we learn over there you need to do all the status before you're entitled to an ace. That's before the Torah. That's before Nesinas HaTorah. Mordechai min HaTorah min Olam. How do you know that after the Torah has been given, you still have to do all the status necessary before you're entitled to an ace? Answer the Gemara. The answer is Maria Dichi. Makatuv Shama. What's in the Maria Dichi? What's special about the Shemen Amishcha? The Gemara says in Hurrius, you're out of one place. That the Shemen HaMishcha is full of nisim. Says the Gemara over there, Hello, v'chineis echot nase b'Shemen HaMishcha? Think there's only one nase to the Shemen HaMishcha? V'alui t'chilosoi shneim asar lugim. The whole Shemen HaMishcha was only 12 lug. O mimeno ayonim shach HaMishkon v'keilov. They used that 12 lug to anoint the Mishkan and the Kelim. Aroin of Vonov, called Shiva Simei Miluim. And the Gemara says, some of it in the course of the cooking, some of it needs to evaporate, some of it gets absorbed in the pots. V'kuloi kayam lo'osid lovay. Shenema shemen mishchas koidesh yeli zeh ledor seichem. Yet miraculously, it's all there. For lo'osid lovay, the whole 12 lug, in spite of the evaporation of the pots and all the anointments, it's all there. It's an ace, as the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, Mordechai min ha-Torah min Olam. How do you know, in spite of an ace, you still have to do all the shtadlus necessary? It's Maria Dichia. We could say, since anyway the Shemen HaMishcha is an ace, why should we bother to bring all the ingredients and make it? What's the point? Mishma, it's an ace anyway. Maria Dichia. More drawer. You still have to do all your shtadlus. The nace will come. It doesn't pater you from all your shtadlus. It's gewaldig. We learned the biggest side. An argument between Mordechai and Esther. When you need the nace, you still have to do all the shtadlus necessary. Gewaldig. Good. Should we go home? No. Let's see. Now watch this. That was level A. Now, level B. Let's now advance. Esther has accepted Mordechai's premise. Esther agrees that, okay, I'm willing to go in. She's Mekabel Mordechai's Hashkofa. Need to do all the shtar that's necessary. Okay, I'm going in. I'm going to risk my life for Klal Yisrael. Granted. What does Esther do? But let's take a break and we'll ask ourselves, what's vital as a shtadlus? She's going into the Melech. What is the most important thing that she needs to do physically? What does she have to do? Remember, going into the king's chamber is novice. it's a unless the king decides otherwise, be'etzem yuchayv misa. The starting point is that you deserve the death penalty for entering the king's chamber without being invited. The only way the king, the only way the wife will be saved if she finds favor in his eyes. It's the only way she's going to survive. So I ask you, what type of perfume should we buy? Cheap or top quality? What type of makeup should she be putting on? Remember, it's all dependent. That look, the first second, the way she's going to attract to him, appear to him, is life threatening for her and for Am Yisrael. So she's going in 3 days' time. What should we do? What would we advise her to do? Cosmetics. Eat well. Cosmetics. Go to the best. Buy the best quality makeup. Ruchule. Go to these women. I don't know what they're called.
Shetelmacher.
Do everything, anything necessary, to make yourself as attractive as possible. So it's Achashverosh, because it's life or death. Ad kedei kach. If were it to be a question of eating kosher, eating treif, if the eating treif would make her shine, as the Gemara says somewhere, that maybe if Sabotsky can remind us, so that there was someone shining and the matronita says, you're eating chazir, you must be eating pork. Let me remember the Gemara is somewhere. So if by eating non-kosher it would make her shine, radiate, what would we tell her? It's pikuach nefesh for yourself, for Klal Yisrael. Rather, we would advise her to eat if necessary, if it's going to help, to eat as much as you can, and to eat even non-kosher. This is the ishtadlus. Yet, what ishtadlus in fact does Esther take to the country? I want everyone to fast 3 days. Tainas Esther is a joke. The real thing is a 3 day fast. And don't think it's an exaggeration. You'll find in Hilchos Shabbos there's halachos. What does a person do who's going to fast for 3 days starting from Motzei Shabbos? How does he make Avdolah? If it's less than 3 days, he can still make Avdolah till Tuesday. But this guy is fasting for 3 days. What about Avdolah? There's a lot of us about him. He should hear from someone else. If he doesn't have someone else to hear from, he'll make himself on Shabbos. On Shabbos by day, he'll already make Avdolah. 3 days is a feasible fast. I've never tried, but I can imagine that 3 days is not an easy fast.
It was 3 days like Yom Kippur and Pesach.
Yeah, day and night. See, this guy can't make Avdolah. If he drinks at night, he can make Avdolah. This guy cannot make Avdolah because he's fasting for 3 days and three nights. 72-hour fast. Okay, that's everyone else. What about herself? Continues Esther, v'gamani v'nareisai otzum kein. I myself, no eating, no drinking, no chazir, no nothing. I'm going to fast as well. Ubechein over la melech ashaloi kados v'kasha avadati avadati. And indeed, she fasts. I found the Ibn Ezra on a spot. Says the Ibn Ezra. A person who fasts, his face changes to the bad. Can you imagine how weak a person is after a 3 day fast? I mean, we know how we feel Motzei Tisha B'Av. Can you imagine times three? But it's more than times three. It's for the power of three. Can you imagine how she feels? So it doesn't make sense. We just said that's all about the shtadlus. Mordechai is taught her, gotta do all the shtadlus necessary, gotta risk your life. How could it be that she is fasting? And she tells Mordechai, Mordechai knows about this, but this is anti-shtadlus. It doesn't make sense. Okay, Klal Yisrael to fast, granted, but why is she fasting? This, it's the opposite of what she needs to be doing. Our boys say, what's chat? What? Very good. We learn from here. It's true we have to do ishtadlis, but not on the expense of the real ishtadlis. What's really going to make the effect? Ah, tefillas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the fast. It's not just to refrain from eating, it's davening. So, that is the real ishtadlis. To sit back and not to go in. I have my chayv as ishtadlis to go in. But to refrain from fasting, forget it. Rabbi Yisai, this is what Purim is. This is what the Rambam defines in Purim is. Purim is about the power of tefillah. The b'chol kareinu elav. This Esther understood is our ishtadlus. And indeed, she went in as a chut shel chesed. She got an ace happens, and she found favor in his eyes. Valdik. Mi'inyan le'inyan bo'is inyan. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeya Hilchot Tzedaka says the Shulchan Aruch, Yecholim Neshanois. If you have Tzedaka money, we have money for Talmud Torah, money that's been collected to pay the Chadorim, to pay the teachers, to run the cheder, we can change that money. The tzorich shloishim pshitim lehegmoim bechol shana. There was a certain tax by the hegmoim. Hegmoim was the local ruler. There was a tax you had to pay. So we can reallocate the money collected for Talmud Torah. We can reallocate that money to pay the hegmoim, to pay the tax. Why? The chayt is going to shut down. The fishut atzoras nefashos. She'im lo yispashru imoy. Because the money won't arrive to the hegmoin. Yesh kama aniim she'ein lem niten. There's some poor people who don't have money to pay. Ve'yakum, they'll be beaten up. Ve'yafshitum arumim. They'll be stripped naked and be beaten up. It's atzoras nefashos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, therefore, for the Hatzoras Nefashos of these Anim, we can take the Kheda money and pay the Hegmoin. Hatzoras Nefashos, even at the expense that there'll be no Kheda, all the rebels will leave. There won't be, you don't get a salary. You can't run, you lose the Talmud Torah. But Hatzoras Nefashos, Azoi Paskin the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz quotes the Marshal. And says the Marshal, why? What's the Heter? It's a Mevatel Talmud Torah. We've learned that Godel Talmud Torah Yoyser Me'atzolos Nefashos. No. Atzolos Nefashos is greater. Sorry. Talmud Torah is greater than Atzolos Nefashos. And indeed, the Drisha says, Enochinami, brings the Drisha, that if the Talmud Torah closed down, then go ahead. And you've got to keep the money for the Talmud Torah. Because Talmud Torah overrides Hatzolas Nefashos. What are they based on? They're based on a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah, Tes Zayin Amud Beis, says, Godel Talmud Torah Yosem Hatzolas Nefashos. Talmud Torah is greater than Atzilas Nefashos. Demikara Choshiv Le'Mordechai Bosar Dalet. When in Ezra is counted with the Chachamim, he's number 5. It says over there, Sheboim is Rubavel, Yeshua, Nechemia, Saria, Realia, Mordechai. He's the 5th in the list. That's before Purim, before the story. And then the Basoif, which is, Rashi says it is 24 years later. This is the second count. This is after the Purim story. There, he is 7. Sorry, excuse me. Initially, he was after 4. Then he's after 5. He's pushed down the list. He's bumped down. He gets a downgrade. Makara, because he was Oisik in Atzilas Nefashos. Since Mordechai was Oisik, he was in Vatal Talmud Torah in the course of saving Klal Yisrael. Therefore, he's bumped down. So you see, says the Gemara, therefore, God will Talmud Torah Yosim Atzilas Nefashos. So ask the Tor, if that's the case, why did the Shulchan Aruch say that money for Talmud Torah can be reallocated, redirected for Atzilas Nefashos? But it's not true. It's wrong. Because Talmud Torah is more important than Atzilas Nefashos. Good Shaila. And the Drisha in Taka says, Nachon, if Talmud Torah will be stopped, then Achinami, we're not going to go ahead. Agree? Good chat. Says the Taz, big mistake. Chas v'sholem. En dovo sh'oimed v'fein pikuach nefesh. Avada, pikuach nefesh overrides everything else. Ha Mordechai. Oh. Shmoker Gorim, Mordechai. Okay. Says the Taz, Avada ein dova sh'oimed v'fnei pikuach nefesh. Of course, if you're in the middle of learning and someone is dying and he needs help, what do you mean? You have to go and help him. You have to shut your Gemara and go and help him. There's no shaila whatsoever. Because you have to save his life. A person who says, I'm sorry, I'm learning right now. You can drown. Sorry. When I finish my state, I'll come to your levaya. So the guy's a Russia. He's a Ritzeach, the guy. So what is it? So therefore, of course, the Maisa, if Christ's soul needs to be saved, you have to be in battle Torah to save their life. So what does it mean, Godot Talmud Torah? It means that who gained and who lost. You have a guy who was in the Beis Medrash learning non-stop. His friend got a tzala call, and he had to leave the Seder. He left the Seder and he saved 10 people. Saved their life. Right. Who gets a medal? Who gets the medal from the mayor? Huh? Who's invited to the Nasi, the president, gets a reward? The guy who? Saved the lives. But Be'emes, in the Torah Shkofa, the guy in the Beis Medrash gained more. You lost by doing what you had to do. You have to save the life. Lemais, you have to save the life. But in the big picture, it's a loss versus the Talmud Torah. God of Talmud Torah, Yosem, because Source of Oshas means as greatness, the Talmud Torah is greater than the mitzvah of saving the Oshas. Even the Lemaisa, you have to save the Oshas. So therefore, that's with Lemaisa, you have to reallocate the money for the Pikoch Nefesh. Even though Talmud Torah loses. That was the Indian of the Ashkofa of the status. It's a necessary status, but it's a loss. Now, we find in Perakres, Esther Perakres, after Haman had been killed, the story was not over. Because even though Haman had been killed, but the decree was still there. So Esther makes another visit to Achashverosh. Va'toisef, this is to be found in Perek Ches, Pasuk Gimel. Va'toisef Esther v'tadaber lefnei haMelech, v'tipol lefnei raglo. She falls in front of his feet. V'teif, she's crying. V'tischanen lo, she begs from him. Lehavius ro'as Haman haGogi v'smachshavta shechoshav al Yehuda. Please, can you please cancel the decree of Haman? And she asks him, please, please help me. I cannot sit back and watch my nation being destroyed. So let's see. What is Achashverosh's response? Vayoma Melech Achashverosh Esther Malko, Velamodra Yudi. Hine beis Haman nosati l'Esther. Veoisoi talu al eitza shesholach yode bayudin. He goes off topic. He goes backwards to history. Look, I gave you beis Haman, and you hung him on the tree. Shkoyach. So what? Laten. Kisva leYudim katoy beneichem b'shem haMelech, v'chisma b'tas haMelech. You can write whatever you want. Ki ksava shenichta b'shem haMelech v'nachtoim b'tabas haMelech ein loshiv. Anything that has been signed cannot be overridden. Ma kara po? Achashverosh was asked the question: can you please cancel the decrees? And he starts going off, beating the bush, and says, "No, I gave you base Haman. You killed Haman." Shkoyach, yes, I knew that. Thank you for reminding me. And what's the answer to the question? So you write whatever you want, but you should know that whatever's been signed cannot be overwritten. Ma katuv kan? What? What do you mean? But then she was killed. By Vashti, she was killed already. I mean, it's a bit. He only regretted afterwards. She was dead. Okay. And Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra has another question he asks. Why is it that they ask when they write a decree, linoke moivehem, so they write the decree, linoke moivehem, to kill the enemies? Why was that? Laharoi gul abed es kol chel amum dino atzorim oisam tafen oshim v'shom lavois. What was the necessity of rewriting the decree to kill the enemies? Why was that necessary? Esther wasn't coming to plead to the king to take revenge. That wasn't the purpose. The purpose was to save the Jewish lives. Once you've been given the king's ring, it's sufficient to rewrite the decree that it's been cancelled. There's no need to kill the Jewish people. What was the necessity to now make it that we're going to kill the enemies? That wasn't the point. It was a sumira. The point was to save the Jewish people. So in fact, Ibn Ezra answers the Ibn Ezra from the Gedolei Rishonim, that really Achashverosh was telling them, Rabbi Sai, I'm sorry, it's too late. You can do whatever you want. Not going to help you, because the high courts, the law is, anything signed by the king is irreversible. So he went, he was beating the bush. I gave you Beis Haman. He's trying to appease them. I did what I could do. You should know, and do whatever you want. It's not going to help you, because it's too late. Whatever has been written by the king cannot be overwritten. These are the rules of Paras. Even I, the king, cannot override this rule. It's like when the prime minister says, he's asked, can you please throw out the families of the terrorist families? He says, no, I'd love to, but the high courts don't let me. It's against the law. So Ahasuerus is saying, I'm sorry, I can't. So what did Mordechai do? Mordechai, he didn't write another decree. He sent a message, Abaisai, forgery, scandal. You should know that there's been a forgery. Who made the forgery? There's a wicked person called Haman. And he forged the king's decree. What did he forge? That when the decree was, what he sent out of to kill the Jews, he forged it. It wasn't to kill the Jews, it was to kill the enemies. What's the raya? What's the rights of forgery? Because look, Beis Haman, he's been hung, he's been tried, he's been caught, he's been guilty. You see the king killed him. So he's been good, he's been guilty. Mordechai didn't write a new decree. He alterated the initial decree. He tailored it down. And just changed the words. Instead of saying kill the Jews, it was kill the enemies, Jewish enemies. That was a necessity of Mordechai to say to kill. Just to say don't kill the Jews would be a new decree. You can't, it's too late. He claimed that the original decree was wrong. And this is the real nafoichu. It's a nafoichu lemafreya. It's not from now onwards things have changed. He's saying he's making nafoichu that even from then it was a fuch. That's what Ibn Ezra says. Now again, not voting. It's Ibn Ezra. Fine. What's the message to us? That be'etzem, be'esoyed ha'dovar, whatever has been signed by the king cannot be overridden. This is the esoyed. Once it's been decreed, signed, too late. It cannot be overridden. Rabbeisai, when chas v'shalom, there's been a decree in Am Yisrael, be'etzem, the situation is that it's too late. It's been signed. Zelze midas hadim. Nigmar. Not going to help you. There's nothing to be done. And afa pikein, mikashem elekeinu b'chol kareinu elov, sharei dmois loininelu, that b'chol doivador, in all situations, we can still cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So chesed Hashem mi koi godosh elekeinu kareinu elov. This is Yisoid of Purim. As black as things may be, a decree that even the king can't change. There's nothing to be done. There's no hope. Nothing can be done. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us. Behold, Koreinu Elov. Indeed, Kol HaPoishe Yad Noisim Noi. The idea is even by Tefillah, we could ask. It's time that we could ask, more than we can ask during the whole year round. Shibzoicha, Temekayim Dushas, get the Kippurim. She's zeicha to utilize the day to simcha, and zeicha to kimu bekiblu, and have wonderful things, to receive wonderful things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our next year, in 5 minutes' time, we'll be discussing Matonois Lev Yoinim. Thank you very much. Kol Tov.